Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast on Friday. No, stop that. Make sure you like and subscribe and all that. Apparently I'm not speaking too well. And I know this has been brought up once before, but I think it might be in a Patreon Patreon special. Go and find us. Where I don't say welcome, I say sort of welcome everyone.
Yeah, you meant to say welcome everyone and you say sort of welcome everyone. But this is off the back of you also, instead of saying potato, you say potato. This is a trend with you.
And, well, the wonderful Ethan James.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. I'm here.
You've spotted another flaw in me.
Oh, yes. When I was editing the footage the other day.
Footage?
Like he's been trying to capture
it's the Blair Witch Project. What is this? It's not like Paranormal Activity.
Also, if we can just replay that, Joe just said Blair Witch Project.
What is it that I do wrong, Ethan?
Now you notice it, you can't not unnotice it. So, like, welk everyone I spot all the time. And obviously potato, the B's and P's. Yeah. It's more than just potato. We thought it was a cute little thing with potato. Like, I've got a clip here, I'll insert it. Here's you saying that something's perfect.
Chinese restaurant's not that great, but getting it delivered to your house is perfect. That's what I'm going for. That's my top three.
Can you send it to us?
I'll send it to you.
Can you send it to me?
I generally don't know what's up with me. My B's and P's have always been a trouble all my life.
Have they?
Always. Like, I still don't quite understand why or how. But I guess, obviously speaking out loud and having your words analysed, it shows that I do speak wrongly. It's bad, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now every P word or a B word... Is it only P's that I get me? Yeah. Maybe the B in my mind has overtaken the P.
Well, they are quite similar, the but and the P.
Yeah. Both in terms of how they look written down and in terms of how you say them.
Yeah.
They're quite similar.
But I don't often get a B word mixed up. Like, I'd never call you a bastard.
Well, I think the thing is, and no offence to you, but if you look, imagine a P in your head now, right? Yeah. Give it a little beer belly.
Oh, he's a fucking cheeky bastard.
It's a B. Maybe that's why you
so
like
you
it
think
so
I've
much.
Drank that much beer, I've changed the fucking letters of the alphabet in my mind, yeah? What a fucking...
A B is just a chubby B.
What a load of shit.
Are you sending me this, Ethan?
Oh, I don't have it.
He's not that good of a producer.
He's got the clip and he's going to send it now.
At the time of recording...
You just said, yes, I'll send it, yeah.
Sorry. I will.
He's full of shit. Right, well,
what
I don't know.
Shambles. Anyway, here's the thing. You know it's happening. Yeah. Maybe you can address it. And also, even if you don't address it, so what?
Yeah, you just only get a you pick up on it, really. I mean, no one's that arsed. I think no one's on it because it'd be shit. Anyway. No. I hope you're doing good. Right, I've got loads to go into, including one of my favourite podcast clips of all time. Mm. I wonder, can I play it? It made me laugh a lot because of just how stupid it is. But... let me play it to you if I can. This is a would you rather question that has gone viral recently for all the sort of wrong reasons. And we get this comment a lot sometimes on the Twitter, the TikTok trolls saying not everyone should have a podcast. And I kind of agree with them sometimes, especially when there's a story like a question like this.
Someone had a gun to you and he said to you, right, we'll shoot you unless you do under 1,000 babies. Lad, you'd find a way to do it.
100,000 burpees.
If someone had a gun to your head and said, I'll shoot you, unless you did 100,000 burpees, he went, you'd find a way to do it. I'm sorry, but that's wild, isn't it? Is that... That's not right. He's like one of those... He's trying to say nothing's ever impossible, but 100,000 burpees?
100,000 is incredible.
You won't be able to do it.
It's of course you couldn't. It's impossible.
Burpees for me, I don't even know all I can think of is burping.
Yeah, that's what you call it when you've got a bit bit of a bad tummy, isn't it? I've got the burpees.
I've got the burpees. I've ate too much masala.
Exactly. So you got the little burpees. But also, over what time period? It doesn't
even
make sense.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, this guy's got a gun to your
head. Even if you did them non-stop, let's say you're doing, how long does a burpee take? 5 seconds to do one?
I've got an idea.
Times that by 100,000, you're going to be there for a week.
True. When you go down, and then one, you just, so maybe on number like 222, you're getting a bit tired and you're going, oh God. But you have that bit of energy just to pounce up really quick. Yeah. And then when you pounce up, you knock the gun.
Nice.
And then you get the gun, you save yourself maybe 99,800 burpees.
Yeah. And you say to him, now you're going to do some fucking burpees.
Who
mate.
Do you imagine?
200,000. But the problem is, you just do it.
Who do you imagine holding the gun?
In my head, I don't know why, but it's. Oh, I can't remember what it was like.
What? Because I know who it is in my head.
Who is it?
Joe Wicks.
Yeah.
And everything's just come crumbling down on him a little bit. He's making a lot of money now, isn't he? You know, do you remember those days where you used to do lockdown sort of PE lessons? And I think he's just gone a bit strange.
It's turned into a life of crime.
And now he's just trying to find chubby people and make them do 100,000 burpees or death.
Yeah, because he realised that it wasn't the people getting healthy that he liked, it was fat people being in pain. That was the thing that really got Joe Wicks, you know what I mean? Going under the bonnet.
Yeah.
That's what he liked. He liked chubby strugglers.
Yeah, he did love chubby strugglers.
Didn't he?
He used to love spying outside the old KFC. You've seen really big people just struggling to lift up that.
Just finding it difficult. And that's what he likes. So now he does it. He just cuts out the middle man, gun to head, 100,000 burpees, or you're fucking done.
Yeah. Awful. Or Anne Robinson from Weakest Link.
Yeah, I can imagine Kwasi Kwarteng there as well. No, he had sort of had a gun to the head of the economy, didn't he, for a while?
Mad, yeah. Well, for not very long. Right, so Friday treat, lots of the big stories of the world happening.
Yeah.
Can I
tell you something that's happened to me, sorry?
Yeah.
I think I this week took part in the worst handshake of all time.
Okay.
Do you know, like, I know women shake hands as well.
Do they?
Yep.
Fucking hell, I didn't know that.
Are you messing?
Yeah, of course I'm messing.
Sorry.
You went, I know women shake hands like we were in the 50s.
No, but.
And it was like, do you know, have you heard this? Women shake hands these days. I went, what?
No, but what I'm saying is, often you'll be at a gathering or whatever. If it's business, obviously.
If it's business? No. What are you doing?
If it's business, everyone's shaking hands, of course.
Yeah.
But often when friends are meeting, you don't usually see two female friends shake hands when they meet.
No.
But I might give you a handshake or whatever.
Nice.
And obviously, like I said, women do shake hands, but it's something that I think men shake hands more often for more of their greetings.
What do they do more? Hug? Is that what you think?
You might say a hug. Yeah, I think the hug is probably more common. And I wish the hug was more common for men. Put it in, we hug. Anyway, so we're simultaneously, I think, as a nation, very used
you
to
see. This is it. Joe, I've not picked him up on it. For a while.
Give me a little bit of
Joe's
leeway, yeah.
Big statement.
I've had a grace period.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen here, but the nation's been brought into Joe's story. And it's crazy for me.
As a nation, we are all.
What?
We're all simultaneously in this position where we're all really used to giving handshakes, right? But at the same time, like, I would say 30% of handshakes go a little bit or very wrong.
Do
you know what I mean?
You'll either
do that thing where you'll grab just the front of someone's hand and it's not, and you go, I can't then readjust and get, because really what you want is meat on meat like that.
You want that touching
and really lock in.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you'll go too early and you'll just grab the fingers.
Oh, yeah, awful.
That's
awful,
terrible
awful.
When that happens. Also, sometimes someone will go for that handshake, the sort of 45 degree one where you're kind of coming across like that.
Yeah.
And then do you go in like that or do you go in for that? And then sometimes when you've got the 45 degree handshake, people go in for a pat on the back as well. Do you engage with that or is that too... Like, it's weirdly unregulated to say how often we're expected to do it. And I think I would say 30% of handshakes go wrong. Now, I have never had a handshake go as wrong as this one did. I met a boy called Desmond.
Desmond?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a rare name. It's a high value name.
Yeah, of course it is.
He was in the street and he recognised me from Stretford Paddock, which is great. I love that. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very nice to see you, Desmond. Now, I tried
What was his predictions for the game?
He was an Arsenal fan. He didn't care.
Oh, right. I thought he was going to 2-2.
No.
It was nice that. Well, you set me up.
It's really good. Really good. Oh my God, brilliant. So we were chatting and I went, oh, nice to meet you, Desmond. Now, as I've put my hand out to shake his hand, I've realised his right hand.
He doesn't have one.
No, he's got one. But it's completely full carrying stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So as I've gone like this, it's becoming clear to me he cannot return the handshake here.
No.
Because he's got like a shopping bag, he's got his coat over his arm, he's holding something in the hand as well. I fucked it. So I left it there. And then we entered the final proposition, which is the other one that happens that I didn't mention before. Sometimes people want to go for a fist bump.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I'm putting the hand out, he sees, right, we're activating hand mode. He comes with the left hand for the fist bump at the same time. So I like this, and it ends up with I've got Desmond's fist in the palm of my hand, and for some reason, Desmond just started rubbing it.
No! Not a row!
He's like pestle and mortar in it. And I was looking in his eyes, and he's looking down at me, just pestling and mortar in my hand.
Oh, man.
And it was the most awkward moment of all time. Oh. And as we walked away, I see you later. I was with Ollie, who's a producer, Trevor Pack, and he went, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It was so fucking awkward. Just this.
That's crazy.
What's that? How did that happen?
Do you know what,
I can't stop thinking about it. It makes me feel physically.
Oh. That's awful. Oh. Do you know what weirdly happened to me on a night out? And this was only a couple of days ago, St. Patrick's Day now, which we'll be talking about in the Big Tuesday episode. It was great. Do you know I've got a wonky shoulder? Do you know my shoulder's shy, innit?
Yeah, oh yeah, the one that dislocates.
It dislocates. Yeah. Someone came up to me and said hello and did that one. And they did that one so hard. He was a big lad. It popped my shoulder out.
No.
And I went, and he went. He thought he'd give me like a heart attack or something. It was all went up my shoulder. I sort of like knelt to the floor in this pub. And then I popped it back and went, be sound.
Was this
bad?
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, he was a big lad as well. But he's got great, like it proper connected. It sounded unbelievable.
Well then,
but
this sort of resonates through the whole bar.
You should really check that out, shouldn't it? It's not great, is it? Ethan, but you do awkward handshakes.
Oh, I remember one with, it's horrible, I remember one with seeing me mate. I had a bad day and I was walking back near the Salford Keys big roundabout on Trafford Road.
Yeah. If you go there, you can still see a little plinth that says worst handshake ever took place here. So that's why why he's referencing specifically which roundabout.
And this is like a year ago. And I had a really bad day, and I didn't want to see anyone in the world. I just wanted to walk home. The bloody tram didn't go at the right stop because the other one broke down. So I was walking along, and then he saw me and went, oh, Ethan, mate. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. Now I live with Trish for many a year, so you wouldn't think it'd be awkward. But I was just feeling so not social. I was like, oh, sorry, tried to make conversation. He had his work colleague with him.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, yeah, hello to your mate as well. And then anyway, we got chatting. I went, all right, well, I'll see you later, Trish. Went for one high five like this. And he put out a fist pump, so we didn't do it. And then we went back in for another one, and he changed. No. And then we went for another one, and we both agreed, and we missed hands. And I literally just openly said, that's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever encountered whilst it happened.
That's
three really different goes at it.
He said it wasn't that embarrassing, but I looked at the guy, he was just looking on, was like, what the fuck? Like, thought it was weird. I walked on, I thought, this day is awful.
We need to sort out the handshake. We can't have one variation, two variations, three variations. And then there's always the one where sometimes I've had it before where I've gone for a handshake and someone's gone for a hug, and all of a sudden your hand is like in the middle of a hug. Like, we just need to work out what we're going to do every single time. It's the handshake.
Well, you know,
never anything else.
You know the hack with the hand clasp?
Yeah.
To look at one's elbow. If you look at the opposition handshaker's elbow.
Opposition? What is this? You're going to fight afterwards?
You're going to connect.
What?
If you both look at the other person's elbow, the hands will clasp.
Are you go? Watch out for my shoulder. What are you doing?
So we're going to look at each other's elbow. Okay. And we're doing this. All right, 3, 2, 1. I mean...
It always works.
Go try even, because I didn't commit to that because of my shoulder.
We'll get a bit of range. Are we in shot?
Yeah, you're in shot.
Oh, well, just got do it again.
Just got it.
I'll cut that one out.
No, don't cut it out. That second attempt was the worst thing ever.
Oh, that was awful.
Joe's gone.
He's left.
He's just run out. It's never happened before that, Ethan.
Oh, no, I've never seen him run out the door.
Right. Agony bands, boom, boom. Play the feature. Agony bands, boom, boom. Agony bands.
Have you got a theme tune for this?
No. Yeah, but it's on my computer.
We don't have one. I've never played before.
Why have you sent it in?
It's a surprise.
Have you actually done one?
Yeah, I've actually done one.
Is it a surprise? Is it just...
It'll be a surprise to everyone, including me.
This is from...
Yeah. Oh. Beat that. Just beat that out. Because he just said the name of someone who wants to be named.
Oh, God. Anyway, he says, please keep me in on this.
Yeah.
Right, he does say... So that bleep was his name, but what do we call him, Ethan?
William.
William. William says, hey, lads, second time I'm writing in. And in brackets, I'm the guy whose friend was wanking in the woods.
Oh, yes.
And yes, it was confirmed.
How was it confirmed?
His mate must have admitted it. Unless he saw him off CCTV. I have a problem that you need to solve.
Can we do a quick little recap of that story from your memory? Go on, what happened there?
Two friends after the United game walked towards the pub. On the way, they picked up a guy who was acting shifty. The guy runs into...
Who's a mate.
Yeah, not just a straggler. The guy was actually shifty. Went into the woods for about 10 minutes and they found him pulling his pants up.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a crazy story, isn't it? I'm Ryan. I have a problem. I was recently let go from a job where...
Oh, this is just nothing to do with that one. This is nothing to do with wanking. He's got a completely separate one. We fixed that one. On to the next.
I was recently let go from a job where I worked as a warehouse operator, and I'm dead certain my co-workers
were wanking in the trees.
I'm dead certain my co-worker on the afternoon shift got me sacked because they really did not get along with me. Oh. I found myself sort of just letting him boss me around, my co-worker. Anyways, on the last day, he didn't even come in. How didn't he even show up for the whole week when I found out I was losing my job? So I was furious. So he's really up against it with his coworker. Oh, yeah. I logged into his inventory account where we control warehouse stock.
Good stuff.
And that's coming from me.
So he's jobless and he can't write.
No, sorry. You get a job with us. You can do our subtitles better than I did. So I logged into his inventory account where he controls warehouse stocked, and I fucked up the whole inventory, boys. I regret this, and I know this was bad, but I was so mad. My full-time job was gone. Anyway, the incident was technically under his name because I logged into his account, so he got in heaps of trouble. Guys, what do we think? Am I the dickhead, or was I just going through a bit of a rough time?
I think
we all know.
Sort of unquestionably, you are the dickhead on this one.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, you haven't provided any evidence why you think your mate got you even sacked in the first place.
Yeah.
Or you've become suspicious or paranoid, and based on no facts that we've seen, you've lashed out and tried to cost him his job, basically, by hanging on that. The thing is, though, everyone has a spell where they're a dickhead. Everyone has times where they are the dickhead.
Yeah.
I don't think being a dickhead occasionally is the worst thing in the world. But on this occasion, I do think, William, you have been a bit of a dickhead.
Have you ever tried to get anyone back at work, Ethan, or anything like that?
Well, I was just thinking that there, but it's quite difficult in this workplace because I am one of two.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can't really, throw it about.
Ooh, throw what about?
Just put myself out there.
What are you talking about? What's going on? I'm talking about.
We're not about trying to have sex with people you work with. We're in about throw it about, put yourself out there.
Throwing it about?
Yeah.
Did you think we're asking if you'd ever slept with anyone you'd work with?
I've never.
No. Did you think that's what we were asking?
Well, I've never.
Why does it now seem
now the pressure's on? Your back's against the wall.
Oh,
one of these walls.
Not for the first time.
You've never. Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure about that one.
Sure about what?
Well, what I must say,
he's just gone into defence mode where he's just starting sentences with little small phrases. I'm not sure about that one. I must say
he's playing for time.
He doesn't know what he's going to say next.
He's playing for time.
Go on.
I think William's in the wrong here. You might be surprised to hear.
He's found his base.
Well, and the reason for that is he's committed. Would you say a felony or just a crime?
A felony?
Why would we say a felony?
Because
American
we're 1960s sort of tax evaders in America.
Well, he's a criminal. Yeah. And it reminds me of the post office scandal. Are you aware of the post office scandal?
Yeah.
Do you
know
something? It. I'm actually not. What? I know there is one. I know there's a TV show about it. Everyone's talking about it. And I've just sort of quietly pretended that I've not said it, but I don't know what it is.
It was like they didn't send like odd number house letters for ages.
That's
not
true.
Prioritised even numbers.
That's absolutely not.
They did, didn't they?
No, it's not.
It's right.
If you sent something from number 246, I could go on.
Go on then.
You'd always have, and 200. You'd always get them delivered. But the odd boys
but
and girls.
What happened was the computer programmer who set it to just post into odd or even or whatever way around it was. It was actually him who'd done it, but the people who worked at the post office got blamed for posting it to the wrong numbers.
And do you know why?
This isn't true.
Because the Prime Minister didn't know anything about it. What number is he?
10. So everything was getting to him. But he also, you know that he also lives next door as well.
Yeah, but
number 11.
If you just always knock on number 10, wouldn't you?
Leave it in the blue bin out front. Leave it on the plinth with the microphone out front, please. So that wasn't it. But
it's sad anyway. I got someone back once because there was only two people to ever open a cupboard full of really expensive serving glasses. And I thought, he's been a bit of a dickhead. So I lent one of the glasses by the door. Do you know when you sort of shut the door really quickly? So that when he opened that, the glass would fall.
Did it work?
No, I opened it. It was all right.
You forgot.
5 minutes later, forgot. Such a busy day. Smashed everywhere. Nightmare.
Got yourself sacked.
It was really...
You got promoted.
I just cleaned it up quickly.
Unbelievable stuff.
Right then. It's time to eat some food.
Yeah. Have we got a 1 out of 10 jingle?
No, but... No, we don't.
We should do.
That's coming. Well, it could come soon because today's one of those interesting ones where we don't know if it's going to be a 1 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10.
We should play the 9 out of 10 jingle.
Well, the 5 out of 10 one we got.
No, we've not got a 5 out of 10. Stop fucking trying to confuse me. Right, here is the 9 out of 10 club. Oh, sorry. 5G is a bit slow.
That's the wrong one.
It's the wrong one. Sorry. So it's 9 out of 10, should be soon anyway. Hello? Sorry. Why is it...
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
I
want 9 out of 10.
Top 3 jingles so bad, by the way.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's my favourite thing in the world, but we can't listen to it now.
So what we've gone for is what
Big review today. This is a big review today.
I think what we're about to eat is probably the most famous food of the last 2 weeks. It's been on...
Yeah, what? You know, the...
You don't even let me fucking speak. It's been on daytime TV in Lorraine.
I suppose it went in a mouth, didn't it? Came out of Lorraine about 4 hours later.
It's been all over TikTok and YouTube. Everyone's talking about the Sidemen bringing out a new flavour to their chicken shop.
Wait, so what? I didn't even know they had a chicken shop.
They've got a chicken shop called Sides.
So I think it's
pretty decent.
So they don't serve main meals then? They just serve stuff like mac and cheese, balls, they just serve
chips?
Yeah,
pretty much like that. Burgers, you can make a meal out of the sides, you know what I mean? It's like deep fried tapas.
What?
Sort of. Everything's deep fried, isn't it?
Sorry, I get you. Yeah.
But they brought out a brand new flavour. Chocolate and fried chicken.
Oh, no.
It is.
Fuck off.
Chocolate fried chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, I have brought to you
fuck off.
Chocolate fried chicken, which people are saying is apparently pretty good.
Well,
now, we should be the judge of that. Everyone's got one fillet, including Adam. Everyone's got one fillet and one wing each to get involved with the chocolate fried chicken. Let me have a look at this. Yes. You added some sauce on.
No.
Did I add sauce on?
Oh, no, I did.
did you? Ooh, I tell you what.
Let's have a look.
It doesn't look bad, that, does it?
Smack a visual. Oh, yeah, no.
What's
you're
up
right.
here?
It's, assuming you don't mind the look of something that's been shit and jizzed on, it looks absolutely fine.
Come on, stop being a muppet. Right, what's which one have you got there? Have you got tenders?
I think I've got tenders. Yeah.
Ethan, come round. Here's a napkin for you.
Right.
I've just had a wing. It's interesting. It's not too... It's not too chocolatey.
No.
It's balancing the flavour well.
Mm.
I like the fried chicken. Can I try a tender?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to get a... I don't know what one this is, because there's just a lot of fried stuff on it. You can't really make it out. Oh, no, it's a tender.
So you can.
Let me eat this rapid. Look how much chocolate sauce is there. Mm. Add more chocolate sauce. Right, that is a weird one. I don't know what to say. Because... It's essentially like having a bit of a barbecue sauce in my mouth. You've still got, well, it's quite a thick, and there's lots of chocolate sauce there. Have a little dip into the chocolate sauce by itself.
Now, here's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
It's not chocolate.
Like, what do you mean?
It is, I guess there's chocolate in it, but you taste that sauce by itself, it doesn't taste like chocolate. It's just a very, very mild, slightly chocolatey kind of barbecue sauce.
And I think...
That's the crucial element here, because it's actually delicious.
Yeah.
But the reason it's delicious is because it doesn't really taste of chocolate that much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is, obviously there's a little hint of chocolate there. The colour obviously screams chocolate with that sort of dark chocolate vibe. I think what they've also done is played into this, me and you and everyone on TikTok eating chocolate fried chicken.
Because I tell you what, Lorraine Kelly isn't stuffing inside herself on national telly.
Whoa.
A barbecue chicken tender.
No, she isn't.
But a chocolate chicken tender, that might make you some headline news. So it's great marketing. And I tell you what, it's very nice chicken.
Yeah.
But it's not chocolate chicken.
It's not chocolate chicken. It's a decent chicken.
It's a decent bit of
chicken. I'd confidently say a nice 7 out of 10 for me.
I would call that 7 out of 10. I would try that again.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what else they've got on offer. The Louisiana sauce was very poor, but their secret sauce was very good. So I'm not trying to knock them unilaterally. Sauce, yep. I think that's very tasty. 7.5 out of 10. It's not 9 out of 10, but it's absolutely not the
sort of
stomach-turning disaster that it could have been, and that's largely because it doesn't really taste that much like chocolate.
Of course. Ethan?
I'm a bit pissed off, actually.
Why?
Fuming.
Well, I would have rather been disappointed and would have rather had something that tasted all chocolatey, and I wanted to go, what the fuck?
Mm.
But... It's not chocolate, is it? It's
really? I'm getting a little bit of hint.
No,
of
there
chocolate.
Is obviously chocolate in it, but when you taste that by itself, it's not a chocolate sauce. It's not like chocolate sauce like you think.
No, it's more barbecue-y. It's a little bit of a thick sauce, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you that sensation as if it were a chocolate. And
I'm giving you that sensation by the looks of things.
What's going on there?
Okay.
The chicken itself is all right.
Mm-hmm.
The fried chicken piece was nicer than the wing.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? The sidemen are doing all right for themselves.
Yeah. It's not bad though, is it?
No,
in terms
it's
all right.
Putting the take the chocolate. They're playing on a gimmick and they've not really followed through with the chocolate. The food itself is actually quite nice though, isn't it? It does taste good.
Yes.
What's up, Ethan?
He didn't want to admit it. Because he wanted to hate it. That's what it is.
What
he
text did you get
it.
There? It stunned you.
Oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
You got a text. It stunned you. What was it? What did he say?
Nah. I think it's a good 7 out of 10.
Yeah, it was 7 out of 10.
We've all agreed. He said it like he was going to say something different, but he didn't. He 7 didn't. Out of 10. I'd give it a go, but it's not. Choco Chico, is it?
No, it's not. Although what we're going to do next is Choco Chico. We're going for a lovely Chinese together, aren't we?
We're going to go for a little goodbye meal before I go away for my little tour of Asia. But I'll be sending in little clips, little vids, little stuff in the podcast. So I might not be here in person. I mean, I'll obviously be here in spirit, but I'll also be here in person because of the videos.
I'm going to go. I'm so ready for this Chinese.
Yeah, me too.
That has warmed you up so well.
That just got
the
going.
Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye, Ethan.
Ta-ra.
Good lad.